Dalton Kincaid caught 2 touchdowns from Josh Allen in Thursday's joint practice against the Browns and Berea, and one of them was a 55-yard score in the 2-minute drill, per Matty Glab in the team site's practice report. Glab's notebook had the tight ends owning the day. Jackson Hawes also caught 2 touchdowns from Allen, and both of Kincaid's came, in her description, wide open. A team site grading its own practice deserves the usual discount, but a 55-yard touchdown to a tight end in a 2-minute period is a specific, checkable kind of open. Kincaid then sat out Saturday's 31-7 win in Cleveland, along with Josh Allen and essentially every offensive starter. Head coach Joe Brady rested the group after judging Thursday's work sufficient, per Ralph Ventry at Bills on SI. Read together, that is close to the ideal week for this profile. Live competitive reps against another roster, production in them, and zero exposure to exhibition contact. He appears nowhere on the injury reporting that consumed the rest of Buffalo's receiving corps this week, with Keon Coleman in a walking boot and Khalil Shakir off the practice field without a diagnosis. The June preview called the knee the gate on everything. Kincaid chose to strengthen his torn posterior cruciate ligament rather than repair it surgically, and said his practice cadence was how Buffalo would answer the workload question in public. Another week, another unbroken cadence, and the deep touchdown is at least a data point that the knee bends the way a downfield seam route requires. The efficiency half of the June question, whether the yards per target spike survives DJ Moore's arrival, still waits for September target counts. What to watch next? Whether Kincaid plays in the preseason finale or has banked his August, and whether the target competition tightens if Coleman or Shakir miss time into cutdown week. Rosters cut to 53 on Sunday, August 30th. We'll check after cut day. Data via NFL Verse.